Shmaisa, the shiur this week is being sponsored by Rav Heshi Fast, Nishmas, Rav Simcha ben Rav Michal Ol Shalom, and Avram ben Rav Tzvi Halevi Ol Shalom. And also the Friedman Mishpacha, Nishmas, Shimon ben Rav Yosef Ol Shalom.
It used to be, they told me in Lakewood before my time, it's like Zion, that somebody was looking into a He was looking to buy a house, put up a sign on the bulletin board, and he said, I'm looking into property planning, and people should not touch the land, because if Binshay Mahapach in the land, then they shouldn't do it. Hang up such a sign today, there'll be 10 real estate agents to offer another $10,000, and the guy will be left with nothing. But it could be, not that people from Khalil changed, maybe the Metzias changed. Amol, there was the swore of Yedach Makamacha to other places to buy land. Today there's not... No Dalaramas left over in Lakewood to find a piece of property, so it has a din. We'll see in Tosfos that it's, there's no svar yet from Makimacha. But as if like Zainamol, people respected that someone's mahapich in a piece of karka. Shaila that I want to talk about is a shaila from the Gus Moshe that he addresses when he gets to Shaduchim. If someone's mahapich, he's looking into a Shaduch and he calls up someone, do you know about this the family, about this boy? Oh, they have a good boy in the market, have a daughter. So give information, but instead of giving information and just hanging up the phone, he starts being mahapach for himself and says, "That's just a good for me. Maybe ulai lo soiva yisho leches acharei elai. Maybe it's negay for me. Does it apply the sugya of onya mahapach b'charoru by shiduchim?" So let's first go into the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself really has two parts to it. The first the Mishnah itself talks about ha'imel chaveri sends a chaver or shliach to show us in the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says. In the Brice it says a shliach, and here it says chaveri. And the shliach changed from the mishalech, the going to the peggy, changed from the instructions. The kitchel atzmoi, mukudesh is l'sheni. It says it's mukudesh is l'sheni, but the Gemara adds mashaosa also. It works. Al shenog by minigram mois. He's a rami because he took it for himself instead of for the shliach. He's not called a rosha here in the Gemara. He's called a rami. The Gemara brings a few cases of kedushin. Right, the God by Minigram Moris, even a father to a son, maybe he should have told him. The Moris says that the person giving the Isha would have not given it to his son, or would have not given it to the two Amiroim here, Rabbi Babachona. He should have told him, there was no time to tell him, he would have not listened to me. Either way, it's only a Shaila Minigram Moris. And then the Gemara brings, Agav, the Gemara about Ram Moris, the Gemara brings the case of Rav Gidl. What was the story of Rav Gidl? He was buying a piece of karka. Rav Gidl have Mahapach Bahu Ara. And Ozel Rav Abba, Zavner Rav Abba bought it instead of Rav Gidl. He didn't know that Rav Gidl was looking into it, and he bought it. Ozel Rav Gidl, Kibler Rav Zeira, he complained to Rav Zeira about what Rav Abba did. Ozel Rav Zeira, Kibler Rav Yitzchak Navcha, Omalei, Hamdinat Shiala, Slein L'Regel. Wait until Yom Tiv will come by Yom Regel, and I'll talk to him. Kisolik Ashkechei, Omalei, Onim Abba Becharor, Boach, Menodle, Menomai. What's the din by Onim Abba Becharor, Omalei, Nikar Rosha? Well, Amar, my time over, Hachi, so why did you take away the piece of soda from Rav Gidl? Amalei, lo yavi yadano. Hashta, nami neisni, I'll give it back to him. Amalei, I don't want to sell it to my first karka. Well, he's the milsa. Boy, matona nishkalei, he didn't want to take it outside. Matona sikhi, and the Gemara says it stayed hefkele talmidim. But till this Gemara, by the piece of karka, by the purchasing of the karka, the Gemara doesn't talk about Rosha. It calls him a Rama. Is the Rama the same as a Rosha? Rama, you know, in the Agoda we say that Tzeil Madma, Bike Shloven, or Rami Larsais. Mabikesh Lovan Arami is called a Ramai, and as if he's worse than Pare. Pare is called a Rosha, and Lovan Arami, well, Lovan was both. He was a Rosha and a Ramai, so it's Ishkan Raya from Lovan. But the Ramai itself and Rosha of Hischechuva brings down that they're two different Lashainis. A Ramai is not as bad as a Rosha. A Rosha is Machrizen over the Beis HaKnesses, that he's a Rosha, and it's much more Chomadik Loshan than a Ramai. And the Mashal, we're going to get a Perek. Iba makes that why Tak is he not a Rosh over here? Why when a person sends a shliach to be Mekadosh Isha and he's Kitchel Atzmai, why is he only called Noi Baminigram Mois and he's not called a Rosh? He's also a Rosh. He's Mahapach Becharor. He's Mahapach in finding an Isha, and this person takes it for himself. Why is it different than the case of Rav Gidl? And the Gemara only calls him a Rosh, a Rami, not a Rosh. Dr. Mashal, he wants to be toilet, which we'll see in a minute, in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Where does Onya Mahapach Bacharor apply? Only by Mekach or even by Hefka? So Rashi says, Klar. Rashi learns that it applies side by Hefka. Onya Mahapach Bacharor, Marzel, Eliska is Bom, and a Hefka. Charor is talking about a Charor, Shal Hefka, and someone else comes, he's called a Rosha. And for sure by Mechira. And Tosfos says it's only by Mechira because you're buying it here, you could buy it somewhere else. But Hefka or Matana, you can get it. Lavdafka, you're going to find it somewhere else. Mechira Tosfos, I'm going to find it over Shal Hefka. So it doesn't apply over there. So the Fum Riata. What? Right. So what's the Ramois? The Ramois is because, like the Nezmuda says, because the Meister, you're not listening to the instructions of the Mishalech. He told you to be Mekadosh to me. You should have told him. But a Rama it is, right? The big Madrega of a Rosh is only when you're Mahabrba and someone else takes it away from him. But over here it doesn't apply. Dr. Mashal, because according to Tosfos, that any time there's a Svar that I can't get it somewhere else, I'm not called a Rosha. Like by Hefka, by an Isha, you can't say I can get it somewhere else. I want this Isha. Mechatei say I can get her somewhere else. This is a person. It's a certain personality that has to shtim. So it's similar to Hefka, so you're not a Rosha. If you take away an Isha that belongs to someone else, that's Miyuchet to someone else, or someone's Mahapachba, you're not a Rosha. Or by Rama you are, because a Rama, it's a lower level, but Lumaisa, he told you to be Mechadishet. You should have at least told him, like Gemara says. At least be my dear to take off the Ramois. It doesn't look good. It looks like you're tricking him. You're fooling him. That's according to Tosfos. Milsa de Ramois, Bava Rama. Vidafke Kitcha Avil Chaza Vetorche Delakadru Boacha Vekitcha Lav Rosha Nikra. He says you want to be Chaza Vekitcha could be not even a Rama, but if you were Chaza Vekitcha, at least you're a Rami, not a Rosha. Why not? Ve'ena Doim Maloni Amahapach Becharora Sheyochal Loim Maloi. Go buy it somewhere else. Mashenke benesias isha. Go find a different isha. It's not something you pick up in the grocery store. Buy another one. I want this isha. Like Tosfos says it by schirus. Right? Any yochaloy, but a malamed by fezois by a balabais that says leg v'schoy malamed acher. The name of the in yitzoyin yelul lazer. Rabbi also has to stim with the Talmud. It has to be a certain type of rabbi. Like Tosfos, I can get this rabbi somewhere else. Over there, it doesn't apply. It's similar to Hefka Yiznishkin Rosha. But a Rama he is. But according to Rashi, that holds that it even applies by Hefka, even by Dova, that you cannot find somewhere else, he's still on Yamahapra, so he should be a Rosh even over there. Dr. Mashal Asvara, even by Isha, if I feel a Rashi, Shapir, Sharo, Shal Hefka, I feel a Hachi Nukhalachale, the Bekedushin Shari Mishun Peri Vivya. Kamashakil Rashi Pei Basa Dabai Dezora. Alts the Mitzvah Puruvu, maybe it's different. Which I'm not understanding. If it's a rishus, then if it's a kilo geizla, we'll see what the svar is. Why is that a svar? Because puruv, because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah also have a problem. Mitzvah about balera. Mechatesi, because of puruv, if it's a rasha, you're doing a mitzvah with rishus. Why is that a svar? But according to Rashi, we don't go with terutzim. Terutzim of yelch lamokimacher. You mean a new svar? A new svar because it's a mitzvah, so it's not. But he's still mahaper. But we're Shovenheim, we both have a mitzvah, Mutelus Aleinu together. It's not for my own personal needs, I'm doing a Tzarech mitzvah. Okay, it's a Svara, that because it's a Mishum mitzvah, right, a Mishum mitzvah, because of Puruvu, so it's not only a Mahapach, I'm taking it for myself, it's a Shal, me and you. But here we're doing it L'Shem Shemaim, Shlom Zech L'Shem Shemaim, so it's not a Rishus. Yeah, okay, here's the Svara. The Rambam.
Exactly, I understand it's not a nice thing, but what's the issue that Magdim is a Rosha?
Why is he a Rosha Bechlal? What? Okay, so we're going to get to that. What exactly? Let's see what the Nikud is. Why is Rosh? We'll see if it applies over here. Is the Rambam? The Rambam gathers mashma that Rosh and Ramay are both together. He brings the. It is. Brings the Mishnah's din about he sends a shliach. He sends a shliach and the shliach takes for himself. It's mekudesh. But also lasis kain. You're not allowed to do such a thing. The chala oisa is very tricky. The way the Rambam says it. It's a shaila how to learn the Rambam. Pashtus is mashmi. He's called the Rosha. But there's another way to learn the Rambam. The loshon is the chala oisa davar ze uchayyotze boy b'shar dire mekach umemka nikra Rosha. The Pashtus, the way the Rambam Leinzach is, and the Yehuda is noted to read like that. That he does the Ramois by Ishus, it's similar to doing the same thing like by Mechira, and he's called a Rosha. He's putting them together, he's equating the two halachas. A Ramai and a Rosha are the same. But a lot of achronim achilikolov, and the reading of the Rambam is not like that. Okay, the Rambam says ha'is the shliach lekadosh leisha v'alchem kitchlatz v'nevzim mekudesh as the shliach. Also, last he's kain like the Gemara says al tzminigram mois. The Rambam is just showing you the goygel ha'is of chalais the dover zeh chayotze be'bishadirei mekach nikra rasha. But not that he's back in Russia in this case by Shliach. He's just showing you do such a thing by Mekach or Memkar, where there is a sword of Nikar Russia. You see how Chomer is, there were Machruz all over Beis HaKnesses, that he's a Russia. So stay away from it from Kiddush by Kiddush also. But it's not Nal Dafkin, he's calling a Shliach a Russia.
The remorse is because he was told to be a Shliach, and that's Mamish, that nice thing.
That's the Ramos.
That's your Ramos.
Right.
By other places, it's not your Ramos. Where Gidl and your Rambam, there was no.
Because Rambam was just hanging away the chayfis, so
playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. The Ramos, you were sent to do something, right. That's how they explain what the Ramos is. The Ramos, you're fooling the person. He's telling you to go. It's like a Gnevis Das. I'm telling you to do something, and you'd be Mahapak Midvoro. You're not listening to my. But over there, it's like a taking away. So it's Takacholo, the two things. Well, let me then talk about what the shoyish of the Issa of Onem Abachar, why is he called the Rosh? What is the Rishis? And we'll see talk if it applies by Shaduchim. Moshe, right away in the Tshuva, he first says, we'll see the Aloch inside, that the first thing is that the whole sugi of Onem Abachar is only Mahapach. He's already holding by the stage of being Goymer the process of the Pisuk Domim. They made up already a price how much the karka is worth. He's holding almost by the Gemarki, although he wasn't kind yet, if he's kind of other, it is. But he's holding by that last stage of Pisuk Domim. But if it's an early stage, he's just browsing and looking at a piece of karka, and he's in the early stage, it's Bechlal not only Amahapa. And he says right away, so if someone just called you up information, you know about that person, and what can you tell me about him? And from that alone, he goes from that phone call, and he takes it for himself. It's clear, he wasn't even Mahapach. He says, that's not Mahapach. Mahapach is, you already spoke, the two sides spoke already, and they didn't make a kinyan yet, but there was a piece of domim, there was something Mahapach, but he was already involved in the shidduch. But in the earliest stage of just hearing the name from someone, that's a garnish, just like by karka wouldn't be negeh, just by looking at a field. So Reish Lamed Zayin, the way the Mechaber brings it down, the halach of Onya Mahapach, Amachze achadov le knoisoi. Oy de soy khoy ben karke ben metaldem u boach ve konoy someone else came and he bought it instead of him nikra rosha. Bu adin roy tsla haskrat me tslache. Yes oy mem shita za tayswis. She im bo liskois behefke oy le kabel matona me ache. If somebody is buying is trying to be zeiche by hefke or me kabel matona. Ruben is giving Shimon a matona u boach ve konoy. Somehow he got involved over there and he took it for himself. Hefke or matona ain't no nikra rosha. Why? It's not something that you can get somewhere else. I can't find Hefka somewhere else. I can't. Matona also. This person is giving me a matona. Mechates, I can get it somewhere else. So then, if someone else comes in, he's not called a Rosha. Yeshoimim de Loishna. And some say Loishna, that's Shitas Rashi, that it doesn't matter. Bein behefka, bein matona, bein bemechira. It's always called the Rosha. Even when you have a sword that I can't go somewhere else, you still call the Rosha. And the Ramah is Machriya like Taisvis, Usvor Rishoyna Nere Ikka. Svor Rishoyna Nere Ikka, he passes like Taisvis, not like Rashi. Vafilu Lisvor Azu, the Shaila had to learn this, Vafilu Svor Azu, which Svor is he going on? The Goyen Emzon and the Sma, according to one side, Vafilu Svor Azu is going in Rashi. That even according to Rashi, that holds its Dafka by. That's by both Loishna, by Mechir and by Matona, there is a Mokim Lachalik. Vafilu Svarazu, we'll see in a minute the Ram, Taka brings down the Ramban like that. Vafilu Dafka Ba'oni. When the Gemara says, Oni Amahapach Becharor, it's only when the Oni is Mahapach, Aval Ba'osher Loi. Imloi B'dovashayne Motsu. That even though Rashi holds that it doesn't make a difference, Mekach or Matona, but there is one difference if it's an Osher. That we could tell the Osher, it's not such a loss for you. Mela Oni, this is Ben Avshah Yovi Lachmi, has no choice. But the Osher could find it somewhere else. So you have to understand, if Rashi holds that there's no Svar L'chalik between Matona and Mekka, because we say it's Loishna, whenever you're Mahapach, you're Mahapach, what's the difference Oni Osher? What's the Svar L'chalik, Oni and Osher? Let's see Rashi, the way Rashi touches up Oni and Mahapach inside, Oni Mahapach Bacharor, Magze Achreel, Lisko Yisbom, and Ahefko, Yishidon, and Balabayis, Nikra Rosha. Why is he called a Rosha? She yoyred l'chayei chaveri. He's yoyred l'chayei chaveri. He's going down in his livelihood. He's taking away his livelihood. An empty exam panosa. And the Sma explains Rashi. What does that mean? He's taking away his panosa. The ki mitzezek far bolik chenu ulekabloi hareze hasheni ken noitel b'mashek far zocha by harishon. It's as if he was zoichin it already. It's similar. Tosis himself makes three madregas out of this. The first madrega is only a mahapach. Then he talks about the dogim over there. He says it's he put down a net over there, so it's like posak lichi yusei. And then he makes a high madrega gezel midereim. We'll get more getting as a sugi of gezel midereim. There are certain places where also keilu ein zoicha keilu zoicha. There's such a musik of gezel midereim rabbanon gave by certain naniim that like b'roish hazayis. He was terechba. Anything under the tree belongs to him. There's a musik of gezel midereim. Rashi, this man seems to be learning Rashi, that only a mahapach, that someone that was mahapach bedover, he was involved in something, he's looking ready to buy it, the Chazal made it ki'ilu, it's a takon drabonon, it's a smachta from a pasuk, but it's ki'ilu, what's his loshen? Hareza Hashem, k'noitel b'mashek farzocha b'yirishay. It's ki'ilu, it's his already. The hipuch alone, the fact that I'm involved alone, I'm looking to buy this, and I was oisik in the balabayis, I was opposed to gedomim, like we said, he's holding by that stage already of buying it. So nasa ki'ilu zoicha bo kvar, it's already, it's his, and it sounds like gezel midavreim azah, it's a mishum lesa de gzeilu nogubo. You're taking away my azah. That's the sugi of onimab, that's why he's called the rosha. They bring, the Pesach Shuvah brings down on the cover from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the issue of the pasuk is Risha Sarosha Olav Tia. I mean, you're taking away and Gamut Aisha we're talking about if it passes by Isha this water, but the marshal the pasuk Latima Aisha Israel, you didn't take away Yenis Panosa. Someone steals someone's Panosa. He's Yoidi Malachayo. That's Gzela. I know it's Gzela Mamish, but it's the sugi of Gzela. That's how Rashi is learning. That the sugi of Oni Mahapach to Nem Savek Maina Azach Kilo. I was zoichin it already. And the Mela makes a lot of sense. It doesn't matter if you could go B'mokim Acher or not. Mali Matona, Mali Mechira. It's all the same sort. I was Mahapach Bedova. Whether the other person could find it somewhere else, I feel bad too. You can't find it somewhere else. But Lamaisa, I got it already with the Hipuch alone. Savek Maina Azach and the Mela. There's no sort L'chalik. Now Shenken according to Taisvis. Taisis Onya Mahapach Bacharora is not of Mishum Gzela. All the Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran, when they bring down this Svara of Taisvis, they tell it to Dina de Bametzra. Dina de Bametzra is a sugi of Vasisa Yoshua Toiv. It's not Yashus to take something that somebody was Mahapach by. It's not in the Shmidas Toivis, the Rashba says, Nefesh Ro, that he's coming to take away Yenez Azach. It's me this more mitzad the person that's being mahapach bedova. It's a shame. It's not yashus for you to come here. The way Tosis is magdred. Why are you coming over here? You could go anywhere else. Loma. Ushmachi kama derikur rosh. Geloma machzal zoyshe torak b'chaver yelach miyistake b'mokimache. That's not what you tell a gazlan, someone that's stealing from me. And Rashi's nusach, he wouldn't tell him, why are you coming? Go somewhere else. You're stealing because you're stealing. Namsavek my nazach. Whether you could go somewhere else, you can't go somewhere else. It's not a kasha b'chalal, it's not a dialogue if you could go somewhere else or not. The sugi is a shayla from gzeila, gzeila midivreim, gzeila from nasmachta, but the things you're taking away, my thing, it's not a gear if you could go somewhere else or not. Mashenkin is the iyashus, the rishus nemtsa from the fact that you're taking that, why are you coming here? Punkt here you have to come. I was torah ba. Ich bin shindo. Whenever you have a svar that could I go somewhere else? I can go somewhere else. Buy Mekach, where there's a lot of stores, you could buy it anywhere. So Mamela shouldn't make a difference by Mekach. You could go somewhere else, that's why you're not. It's not a chesaron of Yashus, because if I can buy Mekach, it is a chesaron of Yashus, because you could go somewhere else. But by somewhere, where I'm Hefke, Matona, where I can't go somewhere else, so how can you have a tiny meter? It's not Yashus. What maybe Chayecha Kodim, like Rishonim say, Mechatei, you should be Zoich in Hefke, I should be Zoich in Hefke. So with there, you could be done this war.
The Ramos Chilach now, it's good to come to Rashi.
Oh, if you go with right, even in Rashi that it's a fakir dafkin Rashi because yoydi malachayov, but it could stem in a bein tamoso. If yelch mokemacher or shel a meister could go somewhere else, but the chiddush is right according to Rashi that the word is yoydi malachayov. You taking away my panosa, then you could say by a osh it's not his panosa. He has lechem beveisoi. He has. When do we say every charora that someone encounters is not yoydi malachayov? And Oni, Benafsha Yavi Lachmo, every Charora is Benafsha Yu. So by him, we gave him the status of Oni Amahapach. Very good. But by Oshia, it's not such a swar, unless he fears always by Karkois, which is that's the job that Oshia does. He deals with Karkois and real estate. Thus is Oechzan Panosa. So Loi Bidovashe Nemotzi, like Karka, the Mo says, over there you'll also have Oni Amahapach according to Rashi.
What would be parking space?
Parking space. It's not Yashua, it's was he Mahapach by already? Dovishal Hefka. Dovishal Hefka, he's Mahapa. Sure, not Yashus. Yeah, Yashus is the problem of Gzela Nish.
Who says Gzela?
The Sma says such a lot. Namam Shgzela. He just says that the Pshat and Rashi is that Hasheni Nasim Kilo Kvar Zochaboy Harishon. They gave him the status Kilo his Zochaboy, and they still took Eishes Reilu Timeish Lo Yorg Moshe Shachaveiro. That's the Rishis. The Rishis. No one says Beferish Gzela. I'm just touching it. It's like a Gezel Midrei. What about a mecher that you can't get somewhere else? Let's say this store is the only one that sells it. Or they have a sale price. They have a sale price that is the cheapest in town. There's one store, you can't tell me, Yelech L'mokim Acher. In this store, it's a mechir, is on the level of Hefka. That can't go somewhere else. Everyone else is charging $100 for it. And here they have a miftah, they have a sale. This is the only store that's selling for $25. And the ganze shtot is there to get it. There's one left on the shelves. And somebody's handling with the owner, how much is it? And someone else comes and takes it away. It's a mekach she'ein mimotzi b'mosh, a mecha b'zul. So there's a machlekes Rishonim about it. Ramban himself, when he brings down Rabbeinu Tam, he's explained to Rabbeinu Tam that even though you could go b'mokim achah by hefker, he says mechira is loishna. Loishna, it's mechira, it has a shame mechira olam, and memela wouldn't make a difference. And other Rishonim, I think there are more quotes those Rishonim Gardach. Other Rishonim, they say that no, it's the same like Hefka. What's the svara by Hefka? Yelech l'makim acher. I'm sorry, yelech Hefka. You can't go b'makim acher. Mekach, you could go b'makim acher. Mekach kazu that I can't go b'makim acher has the same thing like Hefka. What's that machlik is telling you? So it seems it's very interesting that the way Moshe explains these two tzadim, we have two extreme tzadim. Rashi holds that Hefka on him hapach is mishum gzeila nogava, we're calling it a gezel azar, you're taking away my nazar. And Memela, Dr. Moshe, by Shidduchim, if you're holding already by that matziv of being going with the Shidduch, it would also be gezel midivreim, even though what is the past gezel by Isha, but that musig of on him hapach, it passes by Isha also because you're already holding by. So it is on your mabek, right? You're taking away my thing, even though there's no svar of yedek l'mokim acher, but you're taking away my thing. It passes by isha as well. Mashenkin, if the svar is like the Ramban, like the Rebbeinu Tam, I mean, that the svar is that the rishus is al mitzad, but she's a Yoshua Toiv that go b'mokim acher. You can't go b'mokim acher by isha. There's no such a svar to go b'mokim acher, so it would not pass on your mabek. I just want to suggest that according to there's another mahalach had to learn Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Kinira, that's the Ramban is learning, that'll come at even according to the Tzad of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is a Svar of Yelech L'mokim Acher, it will be Oni HaMahapach, even by Yisha. The Hainu, that the Ramban, is two things we see, Mechudish Dik, the way the Ramban learns Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim. One thing is that the Ramban brings down. When Rabban brings down the words of the Rabbeinu Tam in Bava Basra, brings down Rabbeinu Tam and he has the kashas on it and he fears always Abul Rashi Pirish the Oni Amav Becharor Olisko Isbob Min Ahevka Oishi Yidnen Loi Balabayis V'chein Nira, and it's mashma like Rashi Mimasha Oma Oni. The fact that it says Oni, that's reason Daik that Bechayov it's Yordi Mei Lechayev, it only passes by Oni not by Inosha, so he's not the Rashi's side. He just swaps up Rabbeinu Tam. He can't be soivel. He doesn't even say why. What his kashas are. He has a few kashas afterwards, but ein bediver Rabbeinu Tam tam keiker. Verstehnish Rabbeinu Tam. What's so hard? All the Rishonim are noita like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh and the Ran, the Ritva, because of the svar of Asisa Yoshua Toiv. It's a very strong svar to be mechal that Yashus Asisa Yoshua Toiv, and it's not a chesor in Yashus when I can't go somewhere else. Why is he so? Without even saying a lot of words, he just seems that he can be so evil. L'maisa, he's machriya, Rashi, Nisha, Ben Tam, ain't the Rebbein Tam, Tam, Ki'ikah. Another contrast we see in the Rebbein.
Why should it be Yashus if it's going to get it also?
Loma Torech Bo. Because according to Rashi, we said it doesn't make sense such a Svara, because it's a Gzela de Kesvara. So Gzela doesn't matter where you can go with Mokimacha. But once you knock his to Rebbein Tam, and the Rebbeinu Tam tells us that the chesaron of Yash is loma torach, but why are you coming here when you go elsewhere? So by dinin de bametzer it's like that. The Ramban is masking by dinin de bametzer that you can't. What dinin de bametzer is what that if there's a you have a neighboring piece of karka and the person's holding by selling it, so the one that's nearby has kedima to sell it because you tell anybody else go buy b'mokim acher. But let's say the owner of the field says I want to give it to matona to the other person, not the neighbor. could he say, could the neighbor come and say, Dina de Mametzer, give me the matana? I should come first. Well, you don't say that. Because the whole Dina de Mametzer nemtza from Vasisa Yoshev Atayiv, and that's not Yashus means, if you could buy here or buy elsewhere, let me buy this field that I'm neighboring. It's much better to have two sodas near each other. So it's Yashus for me to get it, not for you. But if the guy is giving him matana, and he wants to give, how could you tell that person, don't take the matana, let me get the matana. He doesn't want to give you a matana. There's no swara. So it's a galata swara. It's a yoshudik swara to say that if you can't go b'mokim acher, then I can get it. Why is he so misnagid the swara during the time? Ain't that tam kirke? It's a gan shen the swara. Another difference we see in the way the Ramban himself brings down shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now what about chazora? What about do you have to give it back? After you mahapich ba, we'll see the Gemara's mashma, there is a din chazora by Rabbi Yehuda. So give it back to him. But that he says midas chasidus. He only told him after, but mikra din. When someone's mahapich ba chazora, he came in from left field and he took it over shaloi b'shus and he took it for himself. Is there a chiv to give it back or not? He brings him the Rabbeinu Tam. Shamanu, shedaitesh Rabbeinu Tam loimar, mikol mokoim nikra rosha. Bezdin, whenever he's called a Rosha, I'm trying to remember, Chol Mokim, Shebechol Mokim, he changes it, Shebechol Mokim, Shenikra Rosha, Bezdin, Mechai, Venoise, Lahagzi, Adomim. You have to give it back. Veloy Mistabra, you got it as a cash on it, but he brings down such a sheet of any time. Oh, so the Rai from the Gemara is the Tshuva says, it's only Midas Chasidus. He told him, Al Tzuv Gidol, Sepasnish, you're Kiddush Hashem, but it wasn't Mikra Din, it wasn't Mechuy Bedova. So, and he brings down the Pesach Tshuva, brings down a whole list of Tshuvas of the Mashal and the Marik that they bring down this Rabbeinu Tam about giving it back. V'tomani, look at what Ramban said on the Rabbeinu Tam, that ain't Tam Kirke, they ask on this word. V'tomani, im yotu dova zemi pir Rabbeinu Tam. Ichlein neshet Rabbeinu Tam said to give it back. Why? Shalmolei neshtak ha-Torim Yisrael. Look, a great Rabbeinu Tam is that Almolin Shaka Torah B'Yisrael Herziru B'Pilpuloi V'Yishke B'Zeh. He should make a mistake that there's a Chiv Chazora on Oni HaMahapach V'Gam Anilo Metzosi Remez B'Chol HaPoiskim Shum Tzad Havimina Lachzor HaMekach Elo L'Kroisei Rosha V'Herich B'Zeh. So we have here Mamish a conscious Ramban is who doesn't like the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat Ain't that Tam Kirke, but the Pshat about giving it back and returning it. He soiled that from Rabbeinu Tam. He grabbed as cautious he is from different Gemaras. And here, the all the Rishonim and the ones that are started with the Rabbeinu Tam, that Oni HaMahapach B'Charora is a good Tesvora, but when it comes to Chiyuv Chazora, they don't want to hear of it. They say, Kenesh Dain, Rabbeinu Tam was Shogah B'Zeh, Chleib Mishter Rabbeinu Tam said it. So, L'Chaira, the way we're learning Rabbeinu Tam, there's two ways how to learn. Let's go with the Mahalach of the Rabbeinu Tam, that any time you could go somewhere else, Yelech L'Mokim Acher, you could go somewhere else, there's no there's Oni HaMahapach, and when you can't go somewhere else, so then it's not Oni HaMahapach. What's the Svara? What's the Rish is coming from? When we say Oni HaMahapach Bacharor Nikra Rosha, we say with a marshal, a personal marshal by Yunzin Yeshiva. They serve lunch that we had marshal with the Tanai in the Gemara, some Megzogan HaMarshal. Marshal of Chanina Ben Amliel, Ma'adav Adoyme, with Tanai Kavu. They serve lunch to the Bachram, yeah? So they bring pizza, hot pizza, and everybody wants that first slice that's very hot. So they bring a few piles of pizza. And one boy goes to one, and he wants to get his. And another boy comes, so he's getting his piece. Someone else comes in, and no, I want dafka your pie. You have five piles in front of you. What do you have to come to mine for? So if Mishyashis is telling him, I'm busy. Let me pick my piece. And you have all of them before Necha. So the rishis is coming from the fact that you could go somewhere else. You have five. You have to come dafka here. That's a lot of places. Mashmir aloshim. Loma torach bazeh acheshtorach bachaveiroi. The richest nemtzav that you could go somewhere else. Why are you coming here? But then we had a boy that he ordered for himself whole wheat pizza. He couldn't eat regular pizza. He ordered for himself. And if he paid for it, he got his own. Over there is the taina that when someone else comes and he opens up his pie, go somewhere else. Here, by him, the taina is, the richest is that this is my thing. Go away from my nazar. It means there's two ways how to learn, even mitzad v'sisa yoshev atayv, even if it's al tiyashus. It means the Rashi is klo mishum gzela. Nothing to do with it. There's no tzad b'chlal. Yelch l'mokim acher, not yelch l'mokim acher. But even when the rish is nemtza from the fact, that it's nish yashis. What is the chazon of yashis? Where is the rish is nemtza from? Does it start off the rish is because you could go somewhere else? Go somewhere else. Why are you coming here? Is that the mokim of the rish is? Is that where it's nevea from? Or the rish is also not like Rashi Gezel Midevrayim, but the fact that I was Mahapach Bedova, the Rishis is that Sternish meine Hippuch. Ich bin da, I'm involved in this. It's a Chesaron in Midas Taka. It's not a Gezel of the Kedin. But the Iyashis is that you're coming Big Vuli. You're coming into my domain. This is my domain. And Mamela, this Nish Yashis that, and Mamela, if you have a Teretz that I can't go somewhere else, Dafim does Danzai. Could you go somewhere else? Can you go somewhere else? We'll take that into account. But what's the nekuda of the rishis coming from? Is the nekuda from the rishis starts from yelach lamokim acher, and it's a big chiluk b'neihem. If you go with pashtus, the way all the rishonim are learning, the yashus is at any time you could go somewhere else. Don't come here. The rishis nemtzafel harei kol oilum lefonecha. You could go wherever you want. You could buy this mekach anywhere. Why are you coming here? It doesn't apply. It doesn't mail at any time. Any time there's no yelach lamokim acher, like by hefka. So there's no scholas rishis b'chlal. There's no, if the whole rishis is that I could go somewhere else, I can't go somewhere else. Why am I rosh b'chlal? There's no rishis. When I can go somewhere else, ich bin a rosh. When I can't go somewhere else, that's the mokim where it starts from the rishis. It's posher that it doesn't apply by hefka. But the Ramban learned even in the Rabbeinu Tam that it's me'ein Rashi. He saw through the lenses of Rashi, not as Levite, that it's tamagez l'midevrein. It's a chesaron of yashis, but the fact that you're taking away my thing. You're taking the chesaron of yashis is that you're taking away my hipuch bedova. I'm not, it's not a gazan, it's not a real gzela. And then you have to be done. One second. You're taking away my thing. Why are you coming here? So it's a back and forth. The reason why I'm coming here, because I can't go somewhere else. So you have to be done each case if you can go somewhere else or not. When we talk about chiyuv chazorah, to give it back, yeah, to give back, what does giving back mean? When it's gzela, v'heshev es gzela shegozal, you're undoing the gzela. It's a lava nita glase, you stole something, give back the chavetz. In Rashi, for sure you can learn that it's understandable, the musig of giving it back, because you stole something from me. The gzela, the rishis is, you stole something from me, if you give it back, you're being misakin daveir. If the chesaron rishis in the rishis nemsach from the fact that I should go b'mokim acher, I should have gone b'mokim acher, by giving back the chayfetz, you're undoing the crime that you did. The crime was that I came, I should have gone b'mokim acher. What does it help by giving it back? So I gave it back. L'maisa arosh b'negiven. Maybe I'm compensating him. I'm being mafayis him. I'm doing a nice thing. Mr. Shavuotzer says this for him. He's giving him a matana b'alma. What you did was, if it's a shail of gzela, I took from him, so I have to give it back to him. I'm being meishev es hagzeila, I'm returning the avla. But if the rishis nemtzach from the fact that I like Tosfos starts off, we're asking your question, why are you coming here? You should have gone b'mokim acher. And the fact that you didn't go b'mokim acher, it's a chesaron royal levov, it shows that you're not yashus the gemensh, and you, so what is the help by giving it back? I did it already. I was nichus b'gvuch, stam I'm giving him matona. It's not going to, the pisrei tshuva that learned the way all the rishonim are learning the Rabbeinu Tam, Shkoge, he says, it can't design that the Rabbeinu Tam said such a thing, because giving back the gzeil over here is not doing up anything. Shkoge was there. Masha'en came to Ramban, learned even in the Rabbeinu Tam, me'ein Rashi, somewhere in between, that it's not a gzeila, but the chesaron of Yashris is that I'm taking away my nazach, that the chesaron of Yashris is you're taking my thing. If you're taking my thing, so both ends, both Nav communities you have. Side Ramban understands what is a chiyuv hashavah. Because by giving it back, I'm taking misakin the oval that I did. I took away from his hipuch, and mevela being misakin it. But the other thing, he says lemaisa. At the end of the day, if it's al gzela, ain't that tam keiker. I don't understand the sword of the Rabbeinu Tam. Once it's mishum gzela, take it all the way like Rashi. Once it's a gzela dekedin, what is the pasta be mechalik if I can go mokim acher or not? Lemaisa, you're stealing. This in-between thing that means the Ramban, it's clear from the Rabbeinu Tam. He was always understanding, even in the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's me'en gzeila, but he's calling it a yashus like a thing, and you're being done. If it is yashus, it's not yashus. Who has a bigger hefset? Who has less of a hefset? Yelu kumakimacha. So anytime, once you're ready, you're going on that mahalach of gzeila, take it all the way like Rashi, and it shouldn't make a chiluk. So Mamela, coming back to the shaila of Shaduchim, the Ramosha says that it's totally these two tzedodim. According to Rashi, that it's gzeila, the nem savek ma'inazach. I don't care if you could go b'makimacha. So it would pass by Shaduchim on your mahalach. Mashenkin, according to the Ramban, that it's always a svara. You have to look if you can go b'mokim acher, and by Shiduchim you don't have that svara. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam Kipshuta, the way most Rishonim learn the Rabbeinu Tam. But the way Ramban is learning the Rabbeinu Tam, that even in the Rabbeinu Tam, it's also Mishum in of Gzela. So Kenzan by Isha also, you have that svara that even if you could go, you can't go b'mokim acher, it'll still be a problem of only a mahapach, al derech Rashi. Well, the Indian, why he's called the Rosha. Saying the Indian of Onya Mahapach gets as a Hachrozen, Beis HaKnesses, Nikri Rosha. The Gemara said, "When there's Talzud, the Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara says that Reb Shimon didn't eat from an osher from an oshem tomei, chutz me on it me one story out over there that chutz me nozizu was the meiser. The meiser was the nozir had the long hair and he was a handsome fellow and he saw his reflection in the water and betorid la yitzri and the Yitzhahara got to him and wanted to remarshal an aveira." And he said, Miyad, he cut off his hair, it was a Kabbal Naziris, to cut off his hair, Egel Choshamayim, and he became an Oshem Tomei. And the Pshimit said, he's the only Oshem Tomei that I ate from. And when he came, they asked him why, he asked him, because he said, I spoke to the Nozah, I asked him, why do you see to be Mashchis Arecha? So he said, this whole Maisa, that the Yetzirah wanted to be matched him in Oilam. And Hotegezok Rosha, he called that Lord. He told the Yetzirah, Rosha Lama Atom is Goya Boilam Sheinu Shalcha. Why are you becoming a Balgai when a Welt was Balant Nishadir, the Mokim that you're going to say, be Rima Vesaylea, you're becoming a Balabos in this Welt. Hotegezen, and that's where Shimon saw, Azan Nozer, Kamo Yisra, Yirbu, Nozer Niziris be Yisrael. Azan Nozer, he understands the message of what Niziris is all about. That the Indian of Naziris is not to be Poish Menayayin, like Ramat Yisrael always says over, by the end of the parasha of Nozir, it says, Va'acha Yishta HaNozir Yayin. After 30 days, the Nozir should drink. He's not a Nozir anymore. After, what does it mean, Acha Yishta? He's the real Nozir. The Nozir that we want that should drink wine is Vitz drinking wine. Had it been Anab Elamazah, this person, this Nozir, that he saw everything in this world, every Nisoyin in this world, that he's Mizgah, but Oilam Sheinu Shalcha, so Nish Mayim Velt. He understands, that's what a Rosh is. A Rosh is someone that he understands, the world belongs to me. And Mimela, when the Yetzari is wants to be Machshel, and he falls into the trap. But as soon as he stepped back and he saw that this world is a world, I'm here as a passerby, I'm here like the Monsieur Zishorim says in the Akdama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took around Adam Rishon, L'chol Ilone Gan Eden, and he told him, don't do Averis, it's my world, Eilam me, belongs to me, Dr. Ibrahim Shalom, you're a guest, and I let you enjoy this world. But the second it comes to an Aveira, the second it comes to taking Shali Shali, Vishalcha Shali, Zakta Mishnah Novice, that's Rosha. That's a Rosha when he takes everything for himself. The Welt belongs to me. Only a Mahabach Becharora doesn't understand that. There's someone taking it. He's a Zayn Panosu, the Rosham sent him his Panosu. Where do you come in and take away from him? You're being Yoridim Elechayev. That means you understand the world belongs to you. Alts is Daina, Dos is Nikra Rosha. That Musik of understanding that the world is not my world, we're a guest in this world. Meirim Yad Al Chaveiray. It's also Nikar Rosh. When you're hitting someone, he's under domain. You own him. You're Balabos of it. He's your Eved. All these in Yonim is called the Rosh when you show it on someone else. I just saw now a Psalmaisim in the new Agoda they printed from Rabban Leib. Shteiman Tzilechimadati. He writes the Amaisim. He was over 90. And the doctor told him that he should add to his diet, he should add yogurt. Not Greek yogurt, a regular yogurt, but yogurt. So for the first thing he said, yogurt, Kenish did. It was a shayla, and in Europe there was a shayla, used to make it in the intestines of a chazir. So he told him, Rebbe, for 80 years they're not making yogurt that way. They do it with technology, and they do it, he was Mavari, he is one of his Talmidim, yeah. So he said, okay, now it's an Irish shayla, be Esmendos. How do you eat yogurt? With a straw, with a spoon? They told him, pour it into a plate, or you could open it up and use a spoon. Kids, he poured into a plate, and he took the spoon, and he was about to eat it, and he pushed it away. He said, I can't eat it. He said, 90 years I lived without yogurt, without it. I should train myself to anaya taiva. Now I should start. That's what he's ein taiva. He eats probably in a month what we eat in a day. A mensch was as far as he lives this world, b'knusha v'tayra v'prishas. He's not, oilam she'ein shalcha. He's not getting used to any Naya Zachin, but the people that they lived in this world as it's a message. Everything that happens is a Yid, the Talmud from Yisrael Salanta, but it was on the Moshe Lapidus, wrote a Kuntris in the Ari Yisrael in the first Chaluk in Chokhma Musa, Mordechai Tzavo, it's printed Divrei Emes. He was a Yid that lived Mamish mit Rebbein Shalom, the greatest Talmidim from Yisrael Salanta. I just saw recently a Maisa with him. He was. He went to the mikveh of Shabbos and comes out of mikveh and his shoes are missing. So, okay, gets dressed, and then I'll go home without shoes. He starts walking on his way home. He says, okay, Tzurik, I think I'm going to find it. Goes back to the mikveh, and the shoes were there. So he asked him, my eye, what's the grand meisner? He said, a few days ago, Oni came to his house, and he looked at the Oni, and he came for food, he came for money, and he saw that his shoes were ripped, and holes in it, and wet, and muddy from a whole winter. And he was thinking to himself, look how we are getting. I have two pairs of shoes, Shabbos shoes, weekday shoes. Let me give him one pair. But it took me a while to be miyashiv that I'm ready to give it to him. And finally I gave it to him, went to the back, and he gave him the pair of shoes. He said, Lamais, I caused him tsar. For a few minutes I was struggling with giving him the shoes, so I knew I'm going to get a neunish rit. But I knew by the end I'm going to get back my shoes because I gave it to him. It's a kumminish that I should lose my shoes. So as soon as he was missing the shoes, he understood that the neunish is coming to him. But he knew he was going to get it back eventually. Those of Yidin that live with the Rebbeinu Shalom, they live in this world that is Nishta Oilim Shochol. It's an underworld. I just want to be the same with one Merdek and Medrash on the Bayikrim. Merdek and Medrash with Agrifas HaMelech. It says Agrifas HaMelech was, he wanted to be Makriv one day. He wanted to take over the Beis HaMikdosh. Bikesh LaHakriv B'Yoy Mechot Elef Oilus. He tells the Kohen Gadol, it's my day. Sholach LeKohen Gadol, Al Yakriv Odom Ayoyim Chutz Mimeni. I have exclusive rights for, he had no right to do it, but Al Melech, he was Mitzav LeKohen Gadol, I'm bringing Elef Oilus. He wanted to bring Azar Korban that it's, only my oilus, elev oilus. Bo oni echo de biyode shtei soirim. Oni came with two birds, and he tells the kohen, be makir with these two birds to me. Amalei achenisht, hamelech tzivani, v'amalei al yakir vodim chutz mimeni ayoyim. Amalei adoini kohen godl. Oni betzich by the kohen godl. Arba ani tzod b'chol yoyim. I capture four birds every day. V'ani makir shnayim, am makir two, umisparnis mishnayim. Two am makir, and two I get panosa from. And if you're not makir them, you're cutting off my livelihood. You're hitting my lechayev. Not long. Agrifa says, only a mapach. He's taking away from the. Not long, we agree on. So the Kohen Gadol listened to him, he was makir of the. Agrifa, even though it's a Shiloh kind of melech, he was misnai, like a melech kosher. But nearly like Agrifa's bachaloim. He got an instant message, Agrifa's, that Kohen Shal Oni Kod Mecha. You think you're so great? The Kohen Shal Oni came before you. So he sent to the Kohen Gadol, Sholach Vomel the Kohen Gadol, Loikach Tzivisani. Didn't I tell you, Al Yakir Vodim Chutz Mimeni Ayoim? He told him the whole story. The Oni came and he brought Shtei Sorim and he told me to be Makir. I told him I can't, you know, Melech. Oma Arba Nitzot Bechol Yoim, Ani Makir Shnaim Isparan Shnaim. Mi Ata Makir, Ata Choytich Isparan Sosi. Loi Hoyil, here's the Kohen, here's the Melech. Loi Hoyil Ila Krivon, I should have not been Makir Vit. Oma Lo Yofa Asisa Kol Masha Asisa. But Shteita, Yashiv and Diri Agoda, and Parshas Vayikra, he brings down this Medrash, and he says that Agrifas Avada did a Merdek Azach. 1,000 Oilis is a Merdek Amatona to Rebbeinu Shloilam. But he says if he was makir 1,000 oilers, Mistam he had a lot of other 1,000 oilers back at home. Takashena Korbin of the Oni was showing him, not showing him, but the Oni was makriv. How was he being? He was Taka being only two birds, much less than Agrifas HaMelech. But look how he looked at it. He looked there as my Leben is totally in them. At the Choytech Panasosi, if I don't bring these two, Habichnishke Panosa, I'm out of business. He's Yoidi Malachayev. If those are the korban that Rebbeinu Shalom wants, this is the korban for not that riba kabbonis. He doesn't need riba kabbonis. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he wants is the person should feel that he's dependent on the Rebbeinu Shalom. He feels that this world is the oilum from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as an em fazich, he's taking an em kovet fazich. He brought 1,000 oilers, Hashem is ach. But this only showed that his life is telling that. If we live this life as an oilum from the Rebbeinu Shalom, everything we do is not for the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we get messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get our shoes taken away, shoes given back to us. But the Yisrael is the oilum from the Rebbeinu Shalom, let men avelt from the Rebbeinu Shalom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we're going to do kids, yeah. We'll follow your advice.